Hi guys, today mimi ndo nimeanza. You guys are used to hearing Jiji Kwanza Salam.
Yeah, I've been caught by surprise.
Yeah.
We all know you is a trial, which is a good thing.
Hi guys.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Oh yes, so welcome back.
Yeah. How are you, baby?
I'm good.
Yeah. You're looking good.
Oh, thank you. You too. You look great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I say. Anyways, I can't say much, but I'm just so glad hearing that you are fine because you look fine.
Glory.
Glory. So, Secure Podcast Tribe, we hope that you guys are doing well.
Yeah.
We hope that you guys are doing wonderful. And, guy, we are already in the second week of May.
Grace is gracing. It seems to be in a hurry.
Yeah, it is. And I remember the other time when we had a conversation about grace. I really love that you share it with our Secure Podcast Tribe.
Yeah. So yeah, guys, welcome back. Thank you,
guys. So, Gigi, I didn't scare guys. Now maybe she shares the grace revelation.
I share again. What I hear is, if I remember that I shared about grace. Anyway, let me thank you, and then don't forget about us. So, guys, thank you for tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening, for subscribing, for following, commenting. Yeah. There's an episode that we shared. Come back when you Spotify, so you can access the comment. Leave a comment. So, guys, please, the ones who are listening to us through Spotify.
Yes.
Don't forget to leave us a comment.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we really love to hear your views and everything about that.
Yes.
Yeah, but also to really be so happy and glad to receive ideas, topics that you wish for us to talk about.
Yes.
Let us know. We are all here to receive your thoughts, ideas, and we love those ideas from you two guys.
Yeah, and we are also on Audio Mac.
Yeah,
glory. Before I allow or I welcome Gigi to continue, I just want to remind you guys that this month we are proudly sponsored by Dodo Apartments. Amazing apartments in Elizabeth Kennedy Doma, home away from home.
Yeah.
They give you that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Home is where your heart is.
Exactly.
And with Dodo Apartment, you get that feeling. So thank you, Dodo Apartments, and you guys make sure they're actually, I think this month of May, they are fully booked. So make sure you are booking them on time for any kind of use. Kushuti movie, kwenda studio vacation, sijui kwenda kufanya makeup, chochote kile guys, prayers, sijui get away, wewe to book them, unapata kwenye Airbnb or kingia Instagram, unaandika Dodo Apartments, Dodoma, you get them.
So don't forget to check on them, na ukiwapata, waambie kwamba.
Oh yes, from the, Secure.
Yeah, it's from
I've been late, my Secure.
From Secure Queen.
Oh yeah. So, mimi nilikuwa na, I love the revelation actually you shared with me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I wish that the tribe also gets the revelation so that we keep walking in grace.
Okay. Yeah. So, when May came, niliongea last episode, come back from January, ilikuwa na talk about Monday, it appeared to be on the first dates. First dates inakuwa ni Monday, the first, second, upper third. But for some reason, this time around in May, Monday imekuwa mbali kidogo.
Finishing the first week.
Yeah, and ikaapia kwa Monday. So with all those other months, ilikuwa like, okay, like nini kama akili inakuwa like iko hapo in charge na nini, yani kama kuna connection akili and spirit and all that. Kwa nilikuwa like I get to be in the moment ya kufikiria on the theme, praying about it and all that. Then May came, Afrika kama imeni hit by surprise. Kwa okay, it's May, but it's not yet Monday. So nikati kama niko hapo. And then this day, baby checked me, akama ni remind on the theme. I was like, Lord, okay, I hear you. So and then I was like, God, please help me. You know, it's not so comfortable where I just make them up.
And it's not easy, actually, you know.
Yeah, is like those of the week.
So God bless you for that.
Amen. God bless you too, baby. Amen. We take it to just to put your idea or your feeling for it. Yeah. And it's like that, like it's not. You're just in love. That's it.
Oh, it's hard. Oh my God, you're right.
Survive even a heartbreak or something.
Oh,
yeah, cool. It's not about our feelings or my feelings or God's feelings and all that.
Yeah.
So I was like, God, please help me. All that. After the kind of to come, like, I don't. And I don't get it.
Mm.
And then the demo call, like, we're supposed to meet for.
Record
episode. Lazima tuweze kushare
the
theme. So even the night before, like God, please, you know, I was praying about it and then any thinking and all that.
Mm.
And then you see, kwa boni kujiani ni kani mepati your grace. I was like, okay, Alhamdulillah. Is it my thoughts? And I was like, because I was like, is that grace? I come to share your ngile. I come to share. Anyway, we just started with it. Like, so kini nguvu ya kwanza kuscroll back
and kuangalia, you don't have the strength.
Kwanza sima chapa ni tala baby. I'll just ask her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
not yet. And I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. So we did that, and I was like, okay, it's grace. Then in the
evening,
but I have to share my lizard. Share us like 2 days later, and I'm going this relationship number. May as number five. Number stands for grace.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was not a coincidence. Well, like, thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Amen. And I was like, okay, so we are really working on grace. Oh, now it's not just grace, but mega grace.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
So let's tune into that and to Kai Hapo.
Amina.
Yeah,
Amina.
Shanina,
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
And after hearing that revelation, my boy, I'd love to strengthen to walk in grace. And this Monday, 13th of May, ni a day after International Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Ambapo tuna celebrate. Of course, we are supposed to be celebrating people every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lakini kuna zile kwamba like highlights. Kuna ile kwamba ina make like iyo special, make it more special. Ambapo ni tarehe 12 mwezi wa 5. So we thought and we wanted to dedicate this episode to mothers.
Oh yeah.
Oh, by the way, guys, I wanted to wish Gigi offline, but then I say no. Let me just spare it. Gigi, happy Mother's Day.
Thank
you. Oh, your money.
Happy Mother's Day to you too.
Thank you. And today when we're starting to record, we always open with a prayer. So when we're praying, I just felt it that God has given me people around me to guide me and to help me and to show me that this thing, like, you're not alone. When you get here, I already gave you people, including Gigi. So happy Mother's Day.
Thank you
for showing up as a mother. A beautiful one, a wonderful one, especially in this era. I know it's really, 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 really great under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and God. So happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
And happy Mother's Day to all our mothers. Happy Mother's Day to Mama Gigi, Mama Robbie, Mama Bebe,
everybody.
Our sisters, our mothers, yes, our tribe, our friends, wale ambao ni mothers already and mothers to be. Happy Mother's Day. Yeah,
and on that, I was even kind of curious about Mother's Day, maybe it's just a hype, not a hype about mothers, but kind of about Mother's Day. And I was like, whatever that it is, we celebrate mothers every day, which is probably true, but is it? Do we really?
No.
Do we really every day wake up like? So at times, let's just be humble, you know, try to go. At a you could go to with the flow, go with it until you know, you feel the flow.
Yeah.
So it's like, it really makes sense and it's really worthy celebrating our mothers. You can look at this thing, you know. There's a point in life, I'm going to call it your motherhood is all about. You like giving birth, carrying a child in your womb, and then giving birth. Now you have become a mother. But I think it's really not about that.
Because
some people are watoto, wamewaza, and well, it has turned out to be, yeah, miserable.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, there are people out there ambao hawajapata grace yet to become mothers, who are kubeba watoto na kuwazaa, but they are really good mothers.
They nurture.
Who is a mother? It's just a person who can nurture. A woman who can nurture, who can you know, express love and guide this little person and all that and all that. And there are people who are doing such an amazing job, as much as they have not yet been graced to carry their own kids. So I'm like, I would really wish in this season we get to celebrate women who wishes and who are yet mothers right now. And sitaman, I know PN is a very sensitive day to some people. Like some people lost their moms, have people have
ugly babies,
I think there are people who have, they don't have good relationship with their mothers or with their daughters and sons, so they're like, okay, what is Mother's Day? Why is what is Mother's Day? Catch my mom did this or did that, or I've never met her, or she's no longer around, she's dead and all that. Even like celebrate your mother figures, and they don't even have those mother figures. We really know any sensitive topic, a sensitive day to some people, and we just want to say, may the grace of Lord reach you and cover you, and I give you the feeling that is is godly for this day. That is godly for this day. That will carry you through this day, so that you see a sick we have or me even our children, all that. But in case you can celebrate God and thank God. I believe, I so much believe come back his thoughts and purpose. Kueka mama in this world was very pure, was very beautiful, and he had so much confidence. Come through mothers, people will know Christ, people will know God, and you get to see and experience God's kingdom here on earth.
Amen.
So I would really wish that we tutembele hapo na
amen. Adding to that, you've touched on very important points, that the way we embrace this celebration, Mother's Day, is different due to how like the circumstances that are different in our life. Kuna wale kweli they have evil relationship ambazo sinzui na mama, wengine maybe their parents are passed away, hivyo kila kitu. Mimi nitaka pia tu kuongezea kwamba the way Mungu ambavyo ame to create as human beings, first of all, our hearts ni kama haziko kwenye nafasi ya kuweza kuenjoy a certain kind of pain. However, kwenye the sermon ya church, kwenye ibada Jumapili, Mother's Day at church, tumesoma the Bible scripture ya Isaiah 40, kuanzia verse 25 to 31. Lakini ukienda kule ndani verse 30, 31, pale anaongelea kwamba those who wait on the Lord mount on wings and fly like eagles and things like that. So, kitu ambacho Pastor aliongelea, akasema kwamba Mungu ameweka pale, ama the Bible gives us ule mfano wa eagle, tai, kwa sababu one of the sifa za tai ni kuruka juu 3 kilometers high. Unajua ukiongelea 3 kilometers unaweza kuona ndogo, lakini ile 3 kilometers usiangalie kwa distance ya chini, ile ya chini sasa isimamishe, iende vertical. It's really high, ambapo the height inakopo too high to the extent kwamba kule juu ambako eagle ana fly, pasa kama elezea vizuri kwamba kuna yani inafika point inakopo kuna kwa hakuna enough air, ina maana even the enemy ambaye anataka kuniniu ama the prey ambaye eagle anataka kudeny anapoteza tele uwezo ama strength ya kubreathe, afanye sio anakuwa at the weakest point wakati ya eagle iko at its best. Kwa hiyo what I want to say ni kwamba I know it's not easy, it's easier said than done, lakini with the help of God, let us wait on God, let us wait on the Lord, just like what the scripture tells us, ili sasa tuweze kwamba there will come a point ambapo it's only God's strength ambayo ndio itatu carry through, and then ita wash away the painful memories when such dates come around and everything. Lakini pia itatupa ku break some generational curses. Sasa siongelee generational curses kwenye upande wa labda familia tu. I'm talking about hata ile kizazi. Mfano right now tuko kwenye kizazi generation YZ hapo kati. Yes. Kwa itatupa ile ku break generational curses, mambo ya people intentionally wanting to be single mothers, I'm going to bring in a letter pain and everything. Itatusaidia kuweza ku, after waiting on the Lord, itatupa strength extra strength ya kuweza kubridge generational crisis ambayo itatupa nafasi ya kuestablish generational blessings ili tuweze kuendelea kuembrace na kucelebrate motherhood. And we unaitusikiza sasa hivi unajiuliza kwa nini tunaongea sana motherhood, it's because we are celebrating Mother's Day. When it comes to Father's Day, we're also dedicated to fathers. So I just wanted to add on that kwamba let us just wait on the Lord aweze kutuponya, aweze kututransform so that we can come from pain to glory, from a mess to message, from test to testimony and everything. As we celebrate this Mother's Day, and number 5 we are told is grace, may the grace of God be with us and work upon us.
Amen.
So let us get to the other part of celebrating Mother's Day as CK Podcast.
Yeah. In dedicating this day, we thought maybe we could write a letter to our mothers and mother figures. Yeah. Like a way of celebrating them. Yeah. So I think I can go first.
Oh yeah, sure.
My first letter is to my dear late grandma, kwa bibi, na ametimiza mwaka. Yeah. So, yeah, I know it can sound very, okay, kama how it makes sense, you're writing a letter to a person who is no longer here, and how is Chrisoma? Na nilikuwa kama like, should I or shouldn't? And I was like, it's really not for her. It really is for me and the people ambao bado tupo.
Sababu,
the way she lived and all that, iko bado in memory, ko it can still stay with us. Hi, baby. Nakamba, I know.
Nakamba.
I'm getting all emotional.
Yeah, you're allowed to.
So yeah, I'm glad it's not a video. So I can make all the ugly faces that I can to survive this.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll keep your secrets. I'm joking.
Thank you. So yeah. I najua kwamba wakati wako wakati unaanza kwa mama sikuwepo in the picture. Yeah, lakini from vichache ambavyo umewahi ku share na mimi na story ambayo nimewahi kusikia ni kwamba ulikuwa mama ukiwa bado binti mdogo ambaye haukupewa choices nyingi kama sisi wengine tumebarikiwa hata kuchagua a husband, a friend and all that. You were such a young girl. Lakini kwa neema ya Mungu uliweza kuwa mama na ukaweza kuwa mama kwa nafasi ambayo ulijua kuweza kuwa mama. And kwa kupitia hivyo ukaweza kuwa na watoto ambao as much as pia ni watu ni binadamu ambao hawajakamilika, lakini tumeweza kuona neema ya umama wako kwenye maisha yao. Umebarikiwa kuacha watoto wazuri, handsome and beautiful ones in a good number of 8. Na kama kuna kitu ambacho I'm so sure kwamba they are very proud of ni kwamba kuna vitu waliweza kuvikosa wakiwa watoto, lakini hawakuwahi kukosa wewe kama mama. So hiyo kitu binafsi imekuwa ikiniambia kwamba kuwa mama is not all about material things, kwa sababu sasa hivi tunakuwa we are so busy, we are so focused on finding good things for our children and all that, making sure they have these material things, they have good toys, they can access 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, that. Lakini kuna muda ambao, kuna vitu ambavyo wanavikosa, and one amongst it is muda wetu na upendo wetu. So natamani in this Mother's Day I get to celebrate you for being a good mom, for being a great mother. Lakini upendo huo huo ukaweza kuextend kwa sisi wajukuu zako. You were such a happy soul, an amazing woman. You were very strong. Kulingana na habari na story ambazo nimekusikia about you. And yeah, kingine nilikuwa na make fun out of it. Tukipiga story, I know I can't say, unakumbuka eh? Sababu sidhani kama you can remember. Nikakoo bibi wewe mwenzetu ni kwamba like zile chaguzi za huyu bibi wako bibi. That was so funny to me, but here we are. Here we are. And one amongst all things ambavyo naweza kusema binafsi nimejifunza na endelea kujivunia kuhusu wewe ni kuwa na upendo. Upendo ambao sikuwahi kuona ukibagua, kwa sababu kulikuwa na probably so many reasons za kututofautisha na kutubagua kama wajukuu, kama watoto, all that, but I have experienced the beauty in you. Na every time that I was around you, I could laugh. I kukiwa na muda ambao wa kucheka, tutalia, tutahuzunika, tuta get serious, tutaniana na kila kitu. But I'm so grateful kama Mungu alikupa miaka ambayo alikupa. Tukaweza kuona umoja ambao umetengeneza kwenye familia kati yetu, lakini pia upendo wako kama mama wa familia. Tunakupenda sana and we really do miss you. Yeah, this is Gift used to call me Nakamba. So this is me, Nakamba. Until next time.
Aww, that is so sweet.
Thank
that I got
you.
A chance to experience Nakamba's love as well.
Oh, yeah.
I remember before I say my letter, I remember when Gigi was getting married. So that week, yeah, Mandalizi. I'm at home, we vile unajua shamra shamra and everything. Kulikuwa kuna like mama zetu, dada zetu, like people flew from across the world. So yeah, kaitikile like wanamfunda, binti. So wakia wanamfunda, I'd want to go out and then people would be like, ah, Melinda nchoo, nyo toleo, nchoo kapa, usikilisa jifunze. And she'd be like, me too, I want to get emotional. And she was like, tables have turned.
Now it's my time to laugh at you.
Here we are. And she was like, when I'm getting married, she said she would come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from Tunduma. So yeah, baby. Yeah.
Tutakusimulia kwenye barua nyingine.
Oh yeah.
Arisi ya baby ilienda.
Oh yeah. Yeah, sure thing. Okay. Jamani.
Uko tayari au niendelee?
Endelea.
Okay. Sawa, tumemalizana na bibi. Now this is a letter to my mom. Hi, Mama. Hi, Mama Robbie. Most people call her by that name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember nilikuwa mdogo nilikuwa naona wivu like, kwa nini wakuita Mama Robi and I'm your firstborn. Ni uito wa
Mama G.
Yeah, but now I get it.
Yeah, you're matured enough.
I'm mature enough. I get it. Hi, Mama. Kuna mengi sana ya kuna miliwa hapa, lakini natamani sana kusema kwamba wewe pia ni jasiri. Sijajua ujasiri wako umeutolea wapi, kama ni kwa bibi ama you know, kama nina wewe ulipata hiyo neema kuwa jasiri sijui, lakini natamani ujue kwamba wewe ni jasiri sana. Ninakupenda sana, na as much as kuna muda ambao hatuko pamoja ile physically, lakini kuna namna ambayo umeweza kutengeneza na kuruhusu bond kati yangu mimi na wewe ambayo ninaithamini sana. Na moja kumbukumbu zangu nzuri sana za utotoni, nakumbuka kuna kipindi nikisema hivi naanza kugundua I've seen ages. When phones were not that much of a thing.
It wasn't a big deal.
That's a big deal. Okay.
Sisi ni wale technology imechukuta. Hatujaikuta technology.
Guys, I've seen ages. But nakumbuka one of the memories ni kwamba tukua tunanikena barua. Yeah. Kwa mikitukia mtu na safiri, mara zote yuko nitidi unanikia barua. And I was still a baby. The most exciting thing kwangu ilikuwa ni sababu kwenye barua kupatimu kuna rad. Haiko sana unasema nini, hilo liko zaidi ni zaidi ambao na just barua imefika zaidi
sana, yani empty.
So empty. Lazima kuna hela, lazima kuna hii. So yani mtu akiwa alikuwa akija anakuja dawa, always looking forward to that. So I just knew come, mama, kuna kitu inaendelea. Lakini amongst it all ni kwamba hujawahi kuacha kuniweka karibu kama mtoto, kama binti. Hujawahi kuacha kuniambia ulichohisi kwamba ni mimi chokuweza kuniambia. And moja ya kitu ambacho nimejifunza na chaendelea kujifunza ni kwamba kuna neema kubwa sana ambayo ilikuruhusu kuweza kuniruhusu kuweza kuwa a community baby. I have been calling myself that way. A community baby kwa sababu nimeweza ku experience life kwenye mikono tofauti tofauti, and that has shaped me, lakini nikudwe, and I thank God kwamba kwenye kila mkono ambao nimepita, I've not been traumatized to the extent ya kusema kama like, yeah, no, I've experienced life, I've experienced love, lakini nimeweza pia kuona ambavyo you have never been far from me. Kwamba as much as hatujakuwa na ule muda wa kukaa pamoja physically na kila kitu, lakini kuna part of it ambao haijawahi kumiss knowing that I have a mom ananipenda, ananijali na ananiangalia na ananiombea na ananiwazia mema. So thank you very much, nakushukuru sana, ninakupenda sana sana sana. And I thank God kwamba amekupa miaka ya kuweza kuona na mjukuu, probably na wajukuu wengine. Kwa ninakuombea na nataka nikwambie kwamba wewe ni mama bora, si mama bora kwamba unayajua yote au umefanya yote katika ubora, lakini ni mama bora ambao umeweza kuyafanya yale uliyoyajua kwa nafasi ambayo uliweza kuyafanya. And I applaud you for that. Na ninakushukuru sana kwa hilo very much, because by the end of the day you are just a girl.
Oh yeah,
you are just a lady, you're just a woman, you're just a mama, and I bless the Lord for that.
Amen.
So yeah, mama, it's a baby girl gift.
Amen. Mama Robert, nakupenda.
Love you, baby.
Oh yeah. So now I have a letter kwa Mamushka. Mamushka, Mama Belinda. Okay. Hi mama. Hi Mamushka.
I'll make sure I'm
can't
be crying for no reason.
Exactly. I know, right? Yeah. So Mamushka, Mimi, I just want to celebrate you. I want to thank you. I have a lot to say. Gigi has given me so much light when you address my emotions, like to use my words. So I'll do my best to use my words to be able to communicate how much I celebrate you. I love the strength that you have as a woman. I know you became a widow at a very young age with four girls, young girls, Mimi pamoja na dada zangu. And kupitia your story imenionyesha this dimension ya Mungu, kwamba when God says I'll never leave you nor forsake you, he really means it. So even right now nikiona kuna mtu ambaye maybe ni single mother or ni mjane ama ni nini, through your testimony, through your story, ninakuwa nina uhakika hata kama sina nafasi ya kumsaidia that person, I know I can take that person to God. Na kuamini kwamba Mungu, just that, like how you did it for my mom, naomba umfanyie huyu mtu. So thank you for embodying God's word, kwamba I will never leave you nor forsake you. There are so many things I want to write, but one of the things ni kwamba you have been a nurturer. You have been, there is something Gigi said kwenye barua ya bibi, kwamba watoto wa bibi, maybe they didn't get every material thing, but they never missed bibi kama mama. So the same thing I want to say, kwamba like growing up kwa mazingira, maybe financial issues and everything, tunaweza tukaa hatukupata kila kitu tulichotamani, lakini we got you as a mother. I remember nikiwa naenda secondary school, mama primary tulisoma Kayumba sisi kwetu wote, lakini mama akapambana because alitaka so much to invest in our education. So mama ukapambana so that we go to good schools that you could afford, even kwa mikopo and everything. So God bless you for that. And I remember nikiwa boarding, nikiwa form 3 kama sio form 2, nilikuwa nasoma Mbeya, mama ukawa amesafiri kikazi, that I will never forget. Nika tukiwa shule tulikuwa tunapewa barua every Saturday, tukipata barua, so ukisikia jina lako letter, you know you have a letter, na unajua mambo ya boarding, so you get so excited. So ilikuwa birthday yangu August. And then, nikanajua mama amesafiri, she had gone to Uganda kikazi. So, nikanajua I would not even get a letter or a card from mama kusabu amesafiri. And I used to love getting, yani hivyo, barua kutoka nyumbani na kwa mama. So, ikafika Saturday, nikapokea barua, I received cards kutoka nyumbani kote kwa dada zangu. And then I received another card, my big sister akame andika, kwamba happy birthday, my daughter, sune, akame andika kwa ajili ya mama. Kwa zalijua mama yuko safari. So I noticed kwamba the handwriting, the girl handwriting ya my sister, it's not mom, though I loved the thought. Sasa, the part that I loved about mom, I want to share it, the coming Saturday, nikaitwa tena kupata barua. Because nikipata barua mfano kama leo, I don't expect the next Saturday tena kupata kwa napansha pati tari. So the next Saturday nikapata tena barua. And then kupata barua, I was like, where is this coming from? Pale mendikwa Berlin and everything. Nikaangalia stamp, ile stamp inaonyesha it's not from Tanzania. nikafungua kufungua, oh my god, yani mama had sent me from Uganda, akanitumia birthday card, and then it was zile birthday cards ambazo you write your own words inside, and then akaandika happy birthday to the twink of my family, like that memory always resonates with me. Not just the words, but the thought kwamba mama was not even around, but she still made the effort ya kukumbuka. So thank you mama, kuna this, like there's so many things. I remember there was a time, nilikuwa niko shule, and then nika ada ikawa imepanda. So I was like, hii ada inakuwa ni very expensive. Ngoja tu nimwambie mama, nihame, ili niweze kwenda shule nyingine ambayo she can afford. So nikarudi nyumbani, nikaanza kumwambia mama, you know, sijui ada imepanda bei, papapapa, namwambia pale, so that tutafute tu shule nyingine. Actually nilikuwa nishatafuta shule nyingine. So naambia mama naenda niende kwenye shule, this is less expensive na nini nini. My mama akanisikiliza. She never said a word. Likizo ikaisha. Ilikuwa inaingia likizo sasa muda wa kulipa ada. Kanipa ada nikalipe tena hivyo hivyo this. So it was like that. Yani imekuja hadi chuo. Yani she's been this person ambaye she has been a person, I'm a human being who has been showing strength. Of course, I know she has her breakdown moment. I remember there was a time I saw my mom crying na haikuwa kwenye msiba. And pata changamoto ofisini. I say, I was crying because namuona mama analia, like I didn't even know the issue. Like, you know, I'm like, I've never seen my mom cry. Now I see her crying. This means this thing is serious. Yeah, so thank you for showing me that part. Of course, I know there are so many weakness, any weaker sides ambazo hujazionyesha kwa ajili ya kutulea, but thank you for that. And another thing that I want to celebrate mom today ni kwamba my mom has been a person ambaye she has been teachable. My generation and her generation ni ziko tofauti. So tuna mitazamo tofauti sana. Na katika watoto wake wote wanne, mimi some reasons nadhani nilikuwa ni very different from my sisters.
From my sisters.
Yani technology imenikuta, ila there was a time I was acting kama nimeikuta technology. So I think naweza nikani like nimempa mama pia ni wakati mgumu hivi, but my mom amekuwa ni mtu ambaye yuko, what I want to say kwamba ni she's been teachable. Yani amekuwa na this character ya kuwa teachable, hata kama her speed inaweza, yani kwamba like maybe anaweza aka catch up on a bit later, lakini she's teachable kwamba she understands kwamba there is a generational gap. Kwa kuna vitu ambavyo maybe anaona kama no, hivi vitu si sawa, and then mimi labda naona no mama, this is fine and everything like that. After some time, after a while, I've seen my mom getting the transformation of understanding like where I am coming from. Inaweza isiwe ile fully, but at least understanding, so we get to bond and everything. So mom, I just want to thank you, and mama, you've shown me so much love, not just kwangu mimi, ila ni hata kwa watu ambao wamepita mikononi mwako ama wamepita under your wings. And I just want to thank you for showing your fears when you had to show them. Thank you for showing your strength when you had to show strength. Thank you for standing bold. Thank you for being the woman that you are, yani. Thank you. And sometimes I pray to God and I'm like, I can't say I want to be at least half of who she is, but what I pray ni kwamba Mungu, kama uliweza kumtetea mama angu with her life, with her children, naomba uweze kunitetea na mimi pia when I am a mother, with my life, with my children, with my husband, so that I can keep on testifying kwamba I've seen God, I've seen God in my mom's life, and now I'm seeing God in my life as a mother. I just want to testify and keep experiencing God. So thank you so much, Mamushka. God bless you.
Amen.
And yeah, there's so much to say, but for now, let me just say that.
Yeah, there's really so much to say about that. Thank you, Mamushka. Thank you, Mimi Pia. Thank you for loving me, for embracing me. Not just me, even my husband and my son. Hey, you are such a welcoming soul. You are such a beautiful soul. And I bless the Lord for
amen,
you.
Amen.
Mama, tunakupenda sana na tunakuombea sana.
Amen.
Amen. I'm next.
Oh, yeah, you are next.
Okay. Okay. Hi, Mama G. They call her, or we call her Mama G. I think I'm the beloved daughter.
The chosen one.
Make sure Pia has seen the escape. I check about the chosen one. hi mama, and you are saving my ring when I need to get shosti. So your shosti is here and I can get my room. Hey, when one of them came up to my Gina, Gina, my Gina, I have
a man for Nagina, you mean Gia.
Hey, you've given me so much things. So many names. Ila, kitu ambacho nilikuwa ninajua tu kwa nyumbani ni kwamba nikisikia tu nimeitwa gift. Ah, najua kimeuma. Yani something somewhere is right. Yeah. But yeah, thank you for being so genuine. Napenda ambavyo mkuwa muwazi sana. Yes. Like, mama ukasirika, najua mkasirika. Ukifurahi, najua mfurahi. Ukiwa upo hapo katikati ya furaha na not sure, najua mama leo yupo hapo katikati. Ila kikubwa zaidi na kushukuru sana kwa upendo wako. Kwa sababu for muda wote ambao umenilea, umenitunza, kama usingenipenda nami ulivyonipenda, nisingeweza kuwa na nafasi ya kuwapenda watu wengine, especially Mama Robi na watu wengine around me. Kwa sababu ni kama ulipewa kikombe cha kunifundisha kupenda. Kwa sababu namna ambavyo umenipa upendo ambao ni undescribed. Ni kwamba imenipa kupata maana nyingi sana za upendo. And kutokea kwako nimeweza pia kuweza kujua namna ya kuheshimu, kupenda pia, kujali. Yani wewe sijui ukarimu wako umeutoa wapi. There are times nikiwa nyumbani kwangu nikiwa nategemea wageni, I'm like, "Hey, hapa angekuwa maji angefanyaje? What extra anaweza kufanya kwa ajili ya kuwakarimu wageni wake?" So that has been a challenge to me. Umenipa hamasa, unanipa changamoto kila siku ya kuweza kujua namna ya kulea na kujali wengine ambao wapo karibu. And the beauty pia katika hilo ni kwamba upendo wako haujawahi kuambatana na vitu. Kiwepo kisiwepo, wewe you are just the same person. Ni wewe yule yule. Ukiwa na kitu, ukiwa hauna kitu, ni wewe yule yule. Namna ambavyo utakavyoniongelesha ukiwa na kitu ni namna ambavyo utakavyoniongelesha ukiwa hauna kitu. So Mungu akubariki sana kwa upendo wako, lakini katika upendo wako nimeweza pia kupata dada ambaye pia ameweza kuwa kama mama kwangu. And so Mungu akubariki sana, kwa sababu kama nilivyosema mwanzo, kama ungefeli hii assignment ya kutupenda, sijui tungekuwa watu wa aina gani today. Ila kitu ambacho naikanacho ni kwamba nisingeweza kupokea upendo wala kupenda watu wengine. So thank you, ninakushukuru na nina bariki tumbo lililokubeba na nabariki siku ambayo Mungu alikuleta duniani. Ninakuombea sana Mungu akutunze, akupe maisha marefu, uendelee kuona ukuu wa Mungu kwenye maisha yako. Lakini katika yote, just know, juu here, G here. Anakupenda sana. Amen. Sana sana, and I really miss you.
Yeah, me too. Kwenye Mama G, jamani, Mama G. Mama G is such a vibe. Mama G is such a vibe. There's
you guys should meet her. Mama G.
Yani, she is such a vibe. First of all, she's such a vibe. Yani, Mama G, mimi nakupenda sana. Thank you for being a mother to us. Na kumbuka tangu tukia Sunday school, tunatoka Sunday school, kanisani tunaenda kule. Magofani, Mama G natupokea. Yeah. Kwa kweli Mama G is such a vibe. Mama G, mimi nakupenda. Kipindi kile cha corona, Mama G.
Ulitunyosha.
Mama G. Mbozi yangu ilitakata, Mama G. Thank you very much, Mama G. Maana ikuwa tukitoka, kwanza kredi, hamna kuingia ndani bila kunawa mikono. Alafu, every day kujifukiza, Mama G anatuandalia maji hapo, atawekea sijui vitu gani, vikorombwezo vyote. Like, yo, tajifukiza. Mama G alitupa barakoa, alitutengenezea handmade barakoa. Like,
handmade.
I had so many barakoas. Mama G, yo, Mama G.
Na alikuwa like, with all these rumors, hizi barakoa,
yani, no, let's not taking make a risk. Odd.
So she did that.
Yani, tengenezea nyingi. I had so many barakoas.
Mungu alivyokuwa anakusikia, yani, wewe ndio unajua kujifukiza.
Mama G, Mungu akubariki sana. Mimi nakupenda kwa kweli. Thank you kwa moyo wako wa upendo, wa ukarimu na moyo wako wa energy and mapishi ya Mama G, jamani, out of this world. Hey, jamani, uende ukae na mama G siku tatu, utarudi kwenu kitufe.
Guys, I'm in trouble. Mwongo akisikiliza this part, lazima huwa ana neno lake ananiambiaga every time tukiongelea mapishi ya mama, and I'm like, what do you mean? So babe, what do you mean in advance?
Kwa kweli ino hapa saizi kwa kache tu mawe yako, mama G tukupe. Jamani, mama G, thank you so much. Hata ukitupa recipe zako, lakini mkono wako ni mkono wako mama. Mm. Kwa kweli mama, tunakupenda. Mungu akutunze.
Amen.
And I can't wait, mama G. Niwako. Nakumbuka mama Jevo kwa shangazi. Anyways, Mungu akubariki sana mama Jina, kupenda, tunakupenda, tunakusherehekea. Thank you so much. Now, mimi I have a letter kwa mama zangu wakubwa. Dada zake mama wako wawili. Mama zangu wakubwa, kuna mama kubwa Bridget, kuna mama kubwa Rosalina. Mama zangu wakubwa nawapenda sana 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 kwa sababu okay, nisiwapendi kwa sababu hiyo, ila nawapenda and I've been learning a lot. One of the things that I've learned kutoka kwenu, kimoja wapo nilichojifunza ni upendo. Jamani, mama zetu nyie wana upendo, lakini yani I pray to God that the love factor keeps flowing to us na kwa watoto wetu. Wana upendo sana mama zangu wakubwa. Kama mama mkubwa Bridget, so I identify them as mamkubwa Mbozi na Tukui, because moja amebased Mbozi, mwingine amebased Tukui. So mamkubwa Mbozi amekuwa ni mama ambaye yani she's really, kwanza anapenda kusoma, like okay, yani ni intellect flani hivi ambaye yani anapenda maarifa. Kwa hiyo she has so much maarifa na nini, and then she is so loving. Jamani, mamkubwa Mbozi balaa. Jamani, mamkubwa Tukuyu, she is a vibe. Yani mamkubwa Tukuyu, black is black, white is white, darling.
You want it or not?
Yes, black is black, white is white, na hana kupepesa pepesa, and she has this genuine heart. Nani mchapa kazi, yani ni wale wa mama ambao yani they are not burdens at all, yani they are fun to be around, and ukienda kuwatembelea yani watakudekeza, watafanya nini, kiasi cha kwamba yani like yo, yani I remember nikiwa niko shule, I would get their love, their support. They would send me things, yani hivyo kwa kweli yani wamenilea as their own daughter from afar, but I could feel their presence. Yeah, kwa hiyo ninawapenda sana mama zangu, and the way you guys are taking care, very good care of these grand babies. Wamekuwa, I remember mwanzo tulianza tukasema kuna watu ambao they have so much love, wana give so much love, yani more than kama vile ni mtoto labda amezaa. So namna ambavyo they've been raising those grandchildren, yani jamani, kwa kweli you just see pure love, genuine heart. You just see God, and I just want to thank God for that. And mamkubwa Mbozi, mamkubwa Tukuyu na mamushka, my friend. Jamani, wale madada wale ni wamama watu wazima ambao sasa hivi wanajukuu, lakini sugar yangu, they talk over the phone for hours. Jamani, na sio kusema kwamba eti mara moja moja, sugar yangu, no, yani ni something ya kawaida. Mbaka we are like, me and my sisters are like, we should take note. Exactly. Yo, wanaongea jamani. Yani unaweza ukampigia simu mama, call waiting. Muda mrefu, just my aya, ngoja tuwada nisalimie mamkubwa Mbozi. Unampigia mamkubwa Mbozi, call waiting. Shoga yangu, unasema nitapiga baadaye. Baada muda kidogo unapiga, call waiting. Both sides. Mamkubwa Tuku unampigia, call waiting. My friend.
Wako na conference.
My friend, wako wanaongea kwenye simu, wanaongea wakitembeleana. Sisi we are based in Dodoma. So kuna Dodoma, kuna Tukuyu, kuna Mbozi. Iwe sasa gang labda imekuja Dodoma. My friend, hiyo mikesha haielezeki huko chumbani. Ni story. Kwanza story zinaanza sebleni, zinaamia chumbani. Hours and hours. Hey, I'm like, okay. Mbaka you're like, okay, we need to take notes. And what are they talking about? Their sisters are quite azima, wana watoto wakubwa, wana wajuku. But that bond, I love that, and I'm inspired by it. Kwa hiyo tunawapenda sana mama zangu, mamkubwa Bridget, mamkubwa Rosalina, Mungu awatunze, Mungu awaweke. Jamani, I celebrate you all. Thank you for all that you are. Thank you for all that you are doing. Mungu awabariki sana. Na wanakuwa na vitu. Nimekumbuka kuna this story, tulikuwa tuko some years ago. History kama mama even akisikia ataweza kukumbuka. Tulikuwa tuko nyumbani Ubungo. Tuna siko sio ni ibada, I think so. Sasa tuko mimi, mama, mamkubwa, marehemu mjomba na my sisters. Sasa tukawa tunaanza na nini, nyimbo tenzi za Roni. Oh my god, mamkubwa jamani, alikuwa anaika ile sauti mkubwa, kwani mbona sauti ya sita? Sasa hapo
mkubwa hivi
wambozi, wambozi hapo kepta bana kicheko. Maana sauti haishabiani hizi zingine. Hapo tuko kwenye ibada. Sasa mama Ivan twini sasa. Niko karibu naye, nikicheko kimembana. Afu hapo yuko kama vile some sort of ugenini. Sio si ugenini, ila some sort of ugenini. Jamani, sijui ni nani ali break up kicheko, ni kama alitupa ile uhuru wa wote kucheka. Hakuwa kasema ni kipaji.
Oh man, she's talented. I'm Koba, shout out to you. Talented one.
Oh my god, I'm in here. So I celebrate you. Mamkubwa mbazi atukuyu. Mungu wa break sana na nawapenda. Yeah. Mungu wa watunze.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Baru yangu nyingine, my other letter goes to mamdogo Agnes specifically. Mm. Yeah, I used to call her Agogo. Nikuwa mdogo. Yeah, kwa times. Hata nitaniambia Agogo, squeezy, umekuwa mtu mzima bwana. Like, oh, Agogo, yeah, here I am. Mm. So, yeah, hi Agogo, it's your girl here, Gigi Gift. I have a number of memories with you, nikuwa mdogo, ila amongst all, kwamba. I want to thank you for your love and yeah, hey, kama kuna mtu ambaye amewahi kuchangia asilimia kadhaa the confidence that I have right now, it's you. You are this person ambaye will tell me kama like you must have confidence. As a girl child, you must be confident of yourself. Nakumbuka mjui ilikuwa mtoto unauliza unataka kuwa nani, ndio unauliza unataka kuwa nani, nikamwambia nataka kuwa mwalimu. Ni wafinyi wale watoto, ndio nifinyi watoto wa mwalimu wangu, maana alikuwa anafinya atai. It's just like really amongst all things, like you just want to be a teacher. I don't know. Well, like, okay, cool, but that's
sababu ni kufinya.
Yeah, kanambia sawa, like, that's not a good reason. Kama want to be a teacher, make sure kama you have a good reason ya kuwa mwalimu na sio kwenda kufinya. Lakini pia kuna vitu vingine vya kufanya. Thank you for that. Thank you for instilling that confidence in me. Thank you for loving me. You are amongst my childhood best friends. Na mkubwa nimekuwa mdogo, I think age ya okay, mkubwa kidogo kwa Eliane somewhere hapo. It's either atoke na mimi au akitoka mwenyewe, ni hata nikuta nje mpaka muda anarudi. Yaani ilikuwa like there is no separation.
You guys were inseparable.
We were inseparable. So we used to sleep together. Wow. We used to do a lot of things together. And I miss those moments a lot. And I love the fact that until today when we meet, you always tell me, kwamba unajua nakupenda. And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. So I love you too, Agogo. And I miss you so much. And I pray for you.
Amen.
Always.
Amen. Yep. Amen. Thank you, Agogo, for instilling that confidence in Gigi. Yeah. We are reaping the fruits right now. God bless you. Mimi, this one, it's going to go as a corporate letter.
Okay.
To my sisters, my three sisters. Mm. I've got my big sister, Agnes, sister Grace, sister Doreen. Yeah. So I remember growing up, I was not even calling them sister. Because waiti dada nani, si dada nani. Yeah.
Mpaka. Really? You used to call them by their names?
By their names. Agnes, Grace, Doreen, yeah.
Like that. Yeah, was at the highest.
My level. Friend, I was put in line na one of mama zangu wakubwa. Sio katika wawili mwingine. Alisema, nini? Hebu nisa, umuitaje wa? Umuitaje? Agi. Mwitaji redako. Yani like, my friend, are you sure? Umawaitaji? Agi, nikusikia tena. Uyini redako. So that was my turning point. Here we are. So yeah, this. Yeah. So people might be wondering, why am I like, they're not my mom, like, you know, they're my sisters, like, you know, these people have been more than sisters, they've been more than friends, they've been more than any support group. And Dadorin, there was a time Dadorin Tribakinai for a while, I can't come on unless, so I started calling her Mamdogor, not Mamdogo, Mamdogor. So, so yeah, so I have been blessed to be raised by you people, because I remember Dadagi, there was a time, yani ni kama alikuwa co-parent wa mama, because my dad passed away vile kitambo. So Dadagi was like a co-parent, and I remember growing up, I had so many insecurities. There was a time I didn't even want to go to school, because I had insecurities. And then at school, jamani, hii bullying, sio tu kwenye English medium, bullying is everywhere, because nikiwa niko, mimi nimesoma Kayuba, but I was experiencing bullying at school. So it got to a point in kasi teke kwenda shule. And then Dadagi, I don't know what, like, I think it's just God. Akaanza kuniambia every day that you are beautiful. You are, like, she would remind me every day, you are beautiful. Mpaka, I don't remember how long did it take, lakini mpaka, ile kitu ikakai and I was like, no, naysayers would say whatever they want to say, but my sister, akisema I'm beautiful, I am beautiful. So thank you so much for taking care of me, Dadagi. Thank you so much for taking care of me, Daji, Dadadori. You guys have been taking care of me mentally, spiritually, financially, physically. Oh my God, I just see your care everywhere that I go, everywhere that I move in my life. Ni your mark, you guys. Kama unajua kuna ile anasema Biblia inasema nendeni ulimwenguni mkabatize wanafunzi kwa wanafunzi. Watu kwa wanafunzi. So in case you ever doubt that you have done that in this life, mimi hapa mmenibatiza kwa mwanafunzi wa Yesu Kristo. I am a product of your journey in Christ. I am who I am today because ninyi mmenifanya ni impact this way. So I thank you guys so much. Thank you. I hope I am a proud legacy, because I am your legacy, guys. Yeah. So I hope you are proud of the legacy that you are leaving on earth. And may God keep you. May God bless you. Ninawapenda sana. Dada zangu, nawapenda sana. Eni hapo kuna big sister ambaye ni kama co-parent. And then kuna Daji ambaye na mwitaga sponsor. Afu kuna Dadoe ambaye ni mamdogo. So guys, kila mtu kwa nafasi yake, Mungu awalinde, awatunze. Ninawapenda sana sana sana. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you, my sisters. Big sister always calls me Baby G. And then I have a showgirl, Dadorin. And then I have my sweetie, Daji. So I have three sisters. Guys.
Oh yeah, that's you, and I think it's a sweetie.
So I have three sisters too in Dodoma.
Oh yeah.
God bless you. Amen. I love you so very much.
Amen.
Yeah. This another later. Goes to Stengi.
Oh,
yeah, go to Stengi. Okay, what are you doing? That's your loss.
But yeah, if you don't get it, forget about it.
So yeah, this letter comes to you, Sengi. Comes to you, our sister mom. Because I thank God for you. I thank God for the way that He has used you to parent and nurture my husband. I learned to respect and love you before I met you.
From the way
Paul has been talking about you, has been showing respect and love towards you. So my heart was so prepared to love you and receive you as a sister. But I mostly thank God because it has imeweza kupita zaidi ya kuwa dada. The way you take care of us, you are literally a mom to us. And the most funny part is the fact that my son, our son, calls you mommy. That is just to show that how loving of a person that you are. You are so loving, my sister. Jeez. You are so loving. You are generous. So involved in people's things in a good way. Yeah. You are the person that who gives out yourself to people. Yeah. And I hope people notice that. I hope people notice that and they don't take granted. They don't take it for granted. Ila wana maxio, I just know kwamba it's just your grace, I think your grace to be that way. And thank you for making my life so easy with Elian, with my husband, with the new family that I'm in. I am so blessed. Amongst these things that I thank God for is that he not just give me a husband, he gave me a family, he gave me a sister and a mom that I can lean on and that I can say I'm so proud of. So thank you very much, Sengi. I, Po, and Elian and the rest of the family and Bebe. Thank you so very much.
So very much,
Sana. Thank you for being so genuine. Genuine. And I pray beyond for you so much. I thank God here because Melvin and Mary Rose have got such a beautiful mom. And hey, growing up, I know katika vitu ambavyo for sure hawatakuwa miss your love and your presence in your life. So may God keep you, enrich you, cover you, not just for me, but for your for Mary Rose and Melvin, for Elian, for just for the world, because you are literally a flower.
She is.
So God bless you.
Amen. Sengi, nakupenda sana, 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 Sengi. Thank you for receiving me as part of your family. Thank you so much, Sengi. You are such an inspiration in so many ways. We are running out of time. Mimi, I have now, not siokwa bani, sio kama aina importance, lakini it's just that we are running out of time. So this one, I just want to mention. I have, guys, I have been blessed by so many people around me. So this one goes to Gift, Tuli, Joyce. Okay, so let me not just mention names like that. Like Gift Thomas Majo, Tuli Mpogolo, Tuli Daud Mroso, Joyce Kiranga, and then we've got Baby Ivan, and then we've got Mama T, and then we've got Fortunata Gracian, Wengi Nezam Kamemskia Kwama Namitaga So, and Sia Minja. I just want to thank you guys for being such wonderful, amazing ladies. Mama umeingia kwenye group, Bibi Ivan umeingia kwenye group, ni mama yetu huyo. Umekuwa ni mfano mzuri sana kwangu. Mimi kuna muda mpaka nasema like, oh my God. I like, bila kumsahau Mama Nina. Kuna muda I'm like, oh my God, I've been blessed beyond measure. Na watu ambao they are showing me that, okay, God is real. So I just want to thank you all. Kwa majina yenu na ni vile tu muda hautoshi, but I have so much to say about you, namna gani may impact my life. And I am praying and I'm praying to God kwa Sikio Podcast Tribe, jamani, not to brag or anything, but I'm praying to God that you get to get friends like mine ambao nimewapata for sure, especially in these times.
Amen. Thank you.
Karibu.
Za bado tunakusubiri ngo.
Usijali. Na tungeni single.
Well, me being selfish, me being. This is related to myself.
Oh yeah, that's wonderful.
Hi Gift. Hi Gigi. I know motherhood came at the right time. And you thought you were all prepared. But life happens. Life happened. But God's grace is still sufficient. One thing that I want to tell you is that you're doing a great job.
You are.
And I want you to remind, I want you to be reminding yourself every day that you're just a girl. You are just human. You're just doing life, but not alone, with God and the help of the Holy Spirit within you. And don't forget that watoto ni zawadi kutoka kwa Mungu. As the Bible tells us from Psalms 127 verse 3, that is Zaburi 127 mstari wa 3. Oh, just surrender everything to him. The fear, the anxiety, the worries, the questions, the mom guilt and everything. Just surrender everything to him and he will deal with everything perpendicular as they are supposed to be dealt with. But one thing is, God's grace is sufficient. You are doing an amazing job. You are an amazing mom, not just to your biological kids, but just you are a nurturer in nature. So God bless you. I love
I want to add something to you, and I want to like genuinely remind you. Mungu anasema nadhani kwenye Isaiah anasema anatazama anafanya jambo jipya. So when you in your motherhood, you're such an amazing mother.
Thank you.
amazing person, amazing wife, human being, friend, sister, and everything. So I just want to remind you that. And may the devil fail to impose ama to induce any kind of knowledge ambayo itakutoa kwenye that mstari. Na akijaribu kufanya hivyo, mkumbushe kwamba Bwana amefanya jambo jipya. So sijui whatever, kama kuna weakness anaona the grace imekuja inafanya jambo jipya, nini inakuja inafanya jambo jipya. So Bwana amefanya jambo jipya every day. His mercies and graces are new for you every day. So I celebrate you and I love you.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. So yeah, guys, we had a lot of letters, guys.
Time is not working on our side.
No, it really not is. But happy Mother's Day to all of our sisters, all of our aunties, our moms, our grannies, our friends, our tribe. Everybody around in the world, so long as you are a woman, God bless you. May your womb be blessed. May the fruit of your womb be blessed. And you are just an amazing soul. Enjoy life. Enjoy God's grace. And you are amazing.
You are. Thank you guys for listening to us. And Apa, I think it's the Holy Spirit. I'm in Kombusha. Peace, Maponda. God bless you so much.
God bless
Thank you,
baby
for
girl.
Being such an amazing human being. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
We love you guys. Until next time, don't forget to subscribe, to comment, and to share our content. We love you guys. We love you.
Very much.
Hey, Belinda Beverly said.
I'm gifted. Just call me Gigi.
Yeah, until next time. See you.